Folks, we got a busy month of July. We just talked about Tales of the Cocktail from July 19th through the 24th. And then on July 24th through July 26th, the X Games comes to New Orleans. It will be the first championship event of the new MoonPay X Games League 2026 summer season. And joining us to talk about it is Kevin O'Connor, the Chief Marketing Officer for X Games. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
So, Kevin, I've watched these events, and I just want for the listening audience to understand, if you want to have these moments where you just hold your breath, because what you're seeing, you cannot believe, as people are flying through the air, doing all kinds of tricks, this, that, and everything else, this is the event for you. And if you think you got a heart problem, this, you may be clutching your chest in the middle of this event, because it is absolutely crazy, the stunts that are pulled off. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. It happens to me about, I would say, three or four times at each of our events, where there are just those moments where you watch these incredible athletes and you just stop and you think to yourself, how did they come up with thinking about doing that? You know, it's just amazing. So I know exactly what you do across, you know, whether it's BMX or moto or skate or what our athletes do in that invert. It's just it's truly incredible, and you know, we couldn't be happier to bring in that excitement for the first ever MoonPay X Games League Championship to New Orleans and the Superdome.
So tell us about it. This is 3 days chock full of not only this event, but you have a music lineup as well. I mean, this is the full plethora of events during the MoonPay X Games League.
Yeah. First thing that might sort of help people understand is, you know, what is the league portion of this? And so when you think about MoonPay X Games League, we're now adding a team competition to the traditional sort of X Games format that we've all grown up and know and love. So athletes still have the ability to compete as individuals in events, but now they also have the ability to earn points for their team across the season. And for us, the season started a couple weeks back, 2 weeks ago to be exact, in Sacramento. And then we headed over to Chiba, Japan, just outside of Tokyo. And then we'll now have the championship on the 26th. In Superdome. So that's what's, you know, a new and updated version of X Games. Having that league component is really cool. Really excited about that.
100 elite competitors come to the city, and describe the events real quick for the listening audience.
Yeah, you know, so we'll have 18 medaled competitions across skateboarding, BMX, and Moto X disciplines. So it's a great day. There's no day is exactly the same. So, you know, really what we have is a good mix on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. You know, so Friday we'll kick things off at 4 p.m. We'll run, you know, some of those competitions. And then Saturday we open doors at 1 o'clock. And then Sunday we kick off at noon. So, you know, the similarities for us are we'll have those competitions, and we love competition by day, but we also love our music at night. So we'll have nightly live musical performances from headliners on Friday night. So Metro Boomin with JID on Friday, and then EDM Powerhouse, Subtronics, and Bunt will kick us off on Saturday. So it's a real easy day. You've got our competitions are in the Superdome, and then we've got music, just a short little walk across, you know, one of those little bridges there over into the Smoothie King. So it's a nice contained, you know, great day for everyone to come out and enjoy.
And then there's going to be a lot of activities out in Champion Square as well, right?
That's correct. Yeah, no, we love making sure that we've got a really cool, what we call our X Fest, So it's, you know, awesome area right in Champion Square, music, food, fun. And we've got this new concept. We're really happy to announce this community initiative called the Battle of the Boot, where we're going to be bringing in 50 local skateboarders from around the state. We've kind of, you know, divided them up by area code. So they've previously qualified through their appropriate region to compete at this X-Fest course, which will be out in Champion Square. And then we'll take a select group of those numbers from that course outside, and we'll give them an opportunity to skate on the X Games street course inside the stadium for bragging rights. So I think it's a really cool way for us to get the community out there and bring them into not just the cool course we have in Champion Square, but have an opportunity to come in to check out the real course inside the Superdome.
How long has this league been around, Kevin?
Yeah, no, this is exciting for us because this is new, right? So this is our inaugural league, right? The X Games has been around for 31 years, but this is the inaugural league event again with, you know, the kickoff sort of, we're using some different terms like, you know, a regular season event that we had in Sacramento over in Chiba, but to now have the championship in such an iconic location like the Superdome that has, you know, hosted some of just the, you know, the most amazing, you know, championships, you know, 8 Super Bowls, 6 Final Fours, countless college football, you know, bowl championship. It's the home of champions, and we're I'm super excited to see which team is going to hoist up that first ever MoonPay X Games League trophy.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, as I was reading an article not too long ago about amateur participation across the country and around the world, has been on the uptick almost every year over this 30 years that X Games been in existence.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I think what's different now is that team concept. So we have 4 clubs across 4 iconic cities. So we've got clubs now in New York, LA, Sao Paulo, and Tokyo. So back in March, we had the first ever MoonPay, the first ever action sports draft. So those 4 clubs, there's a general manager for each club. And, you know, we had a really cool draft out here in Los Angeles, you know, which was, I think, awesome for those athletes. You know, some of them had been on a red carpet before, but maybe they hadn't been on a red carpet, you know, for something like, you know, their own draft. So the way that works is you've got 5 male athletes and 5 female athletes. So 10 athletes total. But as you referenced earlier, there'll be about 100 total athletes competing. So 60 of those athletes are free agents. So it really opens things up for these athletes competing both as an individual, but competing to win that first ever championship for their club. But there also is that individual aspect of this where, you know, you can have a free agent win a competition. So it's just it's really fun way for us to add a little bit more of a competitive level. The athletes love it. It's been really exciting so far.
And I don't mean to overstate this, but when you see some of the moves and the stunts, and I don't know what y'all call it, and you think for a moment, they actually practice this daily, and they're still walking, they're still alive. I mean, it's like crazy.
No, just to be able to go out, I just even watching the practice, right? You know, the practice runs that these athletes do is truly staggering. And just to watch what they do, just warming up, it's really awesome to see and kind of talk with some of the athletes and hey, what are they kind of holding back? Something we love and we and the athletes take really a lot of pride on is NBDs or never been done. And each competition, each event, you just see more and more of that, you know, that like something that hasn't been done before. So these athletes continue to just to push the envelope, and it's really exciting for us to see and watch.
And folks, it is a great indoor event. you're going to be inside the Superdome where there's air condition. So you'll be able to watch this in the comfort of the Superdome. Final thoughts, Kevin?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Absolutely. You know, we're excited for the community to come out. Tickets are still available. So head over to xgames.com for tickets, you know, athlete information, schedules, et cetera. So, you know, I'd love to have you come out, and I'd love to have you be my guest, across the weekend, come out for an afternoon and come experience it. So thank you so much for having me. And, I appreciate the time.
Kevin, I would love that. I intend to take you up on that offer because I think it's a lot of fun watching these events. I watch it on TV all the time. As a young kid, you know, when skateboards first came out, nothing like they have now, I was always on my skateboard. I'm just amazed at what those guys on skateboards can do. It's just absolutely incredible.
Well, fantastic. Reach out. We'll get you out there. You pick your day, and you'll love to see this live and in person.
Absolutely. xgames.com, folks. Check it out. They will be in town July the 24th through the 26th, right there at the Superdome, and they will have stuff in Champion Square as well and concerts at the arena. So check it out. Kevin O'Connor, thank you so much. Much success to you guys as y'all come to the city of New Orleans. This is the inaugural championship event for this new endeavor that is called MoonPay X Games League 2026 summer season. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.